WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Walt Disney Company got into the computer business early. Way back in 1982, they released Tron, which took place mostly in a fairly crude version of cyberspace. But it's a long way from Tron to Toy Story, the first entirely computer-animated feature film. The picture was conceived and directed by John Lasseter, a former Disney animator who went to work for Steve Jobs at the Northern California computer graphics company Pixar Animation. Now he's come back with what has turned out to be the number one movie in the country. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Toy Story.
Newt Gingrich whines about having to use the rear exit of the president's plane. The president, not too long ago, was telephoning people like author Ben Wattenberg and confessing his inadequacies. We sometimes seem to be living in a country governed by children. So the world of Toy Story looks especially familiar. The toys we watch coming to life on screen also live in a world run by children, or in this case, by Andy, the 7-year-old who throws them around and takes them for granted and who at any birthday or Christmas may decide that some shiny new creature ought to take their place. The movie's hero is a pull-string talking cowboy named Woody, wonderfully given voice by Tom Hanks. And Woody is especially worried because he has the most to lose. He's Andy's favorite toy, and therefore the ringleader of all the other toys, Mr. Potato Head, Etch-a-Sketch, Rex the plastic dinosaur, and so on. But the end of Woody's reign is inevitable, and it comes at the hands of a new space-age action figure, a toy so blissfully ego-ridden and dumb that it doesn't even know it's a toy.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh. Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull string. Only
it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from play school.
And I'm from Mattel.
That's Tim Allen as the voice of Buzz Lightyear, who instantly becomes the most high-tech gadget in Andy's bedroom. In fact, Woody's fear of Buzz will look familiar to any working grown-up who's been looking over his shoulder lately at those young Turks equipped with computer knowledge and the names of mysterious new rock bands, the up-and-comers who seem certain to replace us all one day. Part of this movie's considerable magic is the magic that's at the heart of all the great Disney animations. The fantasy world up on the screen is a reflection of the traumas and terrors that the audience experiences in a more mundane way every day. If Woody's afraid of growing old and obsolete, Buzz is coming to grips with who he really is, and eventually they both find themselves confronting the existence of real evil in their world, in the form of Sid, the demented little kid next door who likes to blow up playthings in his backyard. He's a serial toy killer. Sid's dark world is beautifully imagined, but then so is everything else in this film. When Buzz and Woody escape into the real world, it too has become a fantasy land. Especially the local pizza parlor, which is a kind of Planet Hollywood of pizza. The computer animation gives everything on screen a lovely sense of solidity, of surfaces that light can actually play on, and the writers have made the most of every possible gag, all of which leaves only one question about Toy Story. And the answer is, yes, your kids will like it almost as much as you do.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.